We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Who owns Queen right now? Do you know? I guess they do. They own their own music.
I don't know.
Like, doesn't Disney own Michael Jackson's music and all those kinds of weird stuff?
No, I think Paul McCartney and somebody else. I think they pulled their money to drop like $1 billion to get it back from Michael Jackson.
Oh.
After he. Oh wait. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about the Michael Jackson music.
I'm trying to find out right now. I'm like sweating. I'm about to get sued big time by somebody for playing 10 seconds of that song. I don't see anybody. Uh-oh, I'm scared. Nope. Yep, sorry, Rhodey. Lakers are the champions, not the Mavericks.
Also,
not the Mavericks.
The Lakers Nation respect, get out of here.
I want respect. I'm part of Lakers Nation.
Y'all had like 5 seasons where you just had Eddie Jones.
It was 10 seasons.
Get out of here.
It was 10 seasons of bad
news. Get out of here.
Remember when we traded for Dwight and Kobe tore his Achilles?
Remember when the Hawks never won anything?
I've never heard of them. Who are they again?
Didn't he go to Brooklyn too?
Who?
Dwight?
Dwight, yeah.
Dwight went to like 47 places. Yeah. Let's not even kid ourselves here. Dwight also didn't play that much in the finals, but hey, whatever. What's up, this Casualette? I'm Jason.
I'm Rhodey.
And we got Scott tonight. What's up, Scott?
Hi.
Welcome back to the show. As you can tell, we're just going to talk about the Lakers championship forever. I would like to turn into a sports show.
And how the Laker fans have suffered through the years.
Rhodey, watch yourself, boy. Just playing. But seriously, you know how hard it is to not win? Well, I mean, technically, they haven't been in the playoffs in a long-ass time. Technically.
And three years?
In the NBA, 16 out of 32 teams make the playoffs. So if you don't make the playoffs for more than 4 years in a row, you need to fire somebody. I think so, at least. But
when was the last championship?
2010. You watched it with me. You were wearing a stupid Kevin Garnett jersey.
I try to forget that.
I'm telling everybody. I think there's a picture somewhere. Yeah, you wore that jersey. And you cheered on the Celtics. But the Lakers still won. But no, they were in the playoffs in 2013 with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash. 2014. I don't know. That was a weird year. Bynum, Nash. But that's when y'all won the... No, it's not.
It was like the next year.
Yeah, y'all won the 2011, right? Mm-hmm. The Mavericks, 2011.
Correct.
So you won after, and you guys swept the Lakers. And then I got made fun of at my job and wanted to beat somebody up. Also, well, fucking mad.
That's because your center decided to decapitate a midget.
Let's be honest. J.J. Barrera deserved it.
That guy for scoring at will?
That guy's an asshole.
He's dating a supermodel, or he's married to one.
So, you know the show Lex and Terry I talk about a lot. Well, Terry was going to sell his house to J.J. Barrera, but apparently he's a dickhead. So
that's, I've never even heard that.
Yep, first-hand knowledge right here. J.J. Barrera's an asshole. I don't really know. But yes, you did. So you beat us, and you went on to win your title. So we're good, right? We're equal. Mavs have 1, Lakers have 17.
Yep. Equal. Lots of heartache for the Lakers fans.
But don't worry, because the Mavs are going to be good for a while. That's the thing. I mean, the Lakers got a bunch of old people, and you got youth.
Until he skips out on the Mavs and goes to the Lakers.
Yeah, you sound like every analyst since AD was able to win with the Lakers, everybody's going to quit. Like, first day of this season, everybody's going to quit. Go Lakers. No. But for real, though, the Mavs look great. I think you've got a good future ahead of you. And
do y'all still hate Danny Green, or can we have him for free?
Well, you could have him for free right now. Well, no, you'd probably have to trade.
No, I'll take him for free.
We want 47 first-round picks, since that's what you do in the NBA. Clippers.
Well, the Mavericks never take a first-round pick, so we'll do that trade.
That's true, too. But, hey, that's how you got Luka, first-round pick.
The number 3 pick, that's different.
What'd y'all give for Porzingis?
Two firsts.
Ooh, first.
And what was his name? Dennis Smith.
Yeah, you guys got to trade him, but no, not because he's bad. He's just an injury farm. It's like, oh, I'm going to get hurt every. Y'all could have beat the Clippers if he would have been healthy. You would have beat him. And I think y'all could have beat the Nuggets, and it would have been us and y'all in the finals. Nuggets are stupid.
I don't know. Jamal Murray's pretty good.
He's stupid. It's like Allen Iverson. It's like once you shut him down, you're good to go.
I don't know, Jokic?
Yeah, he's so slow, dude. He moves like you do. I was like, well, he was doing something. I don't remember what it was. He was doing something. I rebounded. I was like, Rhodey could do that just as good as Jokic could. I was dead serious. I was like, Rhodey used to do that. It's like one of those shoulder things off the glass. I was like, damn.
Rhodey, grab a basketball. Do that now.
Snap.
Oh, my lower back.
I just Dak Prescott myself. Too soon?
Oh, God. No, but for real, I was like, Rhodey used to do all this stuff at the same speed as Joker, too. So, with his high-arching threes. But anyways, fuck sports talk. Sorry, everybody. I'm just celebrating my Lakers win. Yeah. And for those of you that say I'm not a Lakers fan, I don't care. Yeah. I hate that. Hate it. And then the Giants got beat by the Cowboys, so y'all can just run that on me. I don't care. Giants got their ass whooped.
We're both going to be picking in the top five, so it's fine.
That's right. We got a better pick right now. Take that. You're not going to get a quarterback, though.
We won, but we lost.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's going to be so stupid if we get the first pick and have to pick a quarterback and bye-bye Daniel Jones and then whatever. Fire the GM. Whatever. Fire them. Fire them all. I don't care. Tom Brady and the Bucks are winning the Super Bowl.
What do you think of this beer, by the way, Jason?
I think that Tom Brady's not winning the Super Bowl.
God, I hope not.
Who is the favorite right now? Green Bay?
I think so. Oh, one of them.
Am I supposed to pour this?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was just...
It smells really grassy.
Unless you like them to warm up a lot.
Oh, no. I wasn't even paying attention. Here, I thought I was a craft beer expert.
Is there a lot of pulp in this? Are you getting a pulpy feeling off this, Rhodey? Orange juice? Pulp?
No.
That is freaking delicious. I love it. Love it. I bet the person that made this beer wants his damn respect.
Division Nation wants their respect.
They need more than respect. They need to be recognized as a top brewery in Texas, and they're not, which is weird to me. Although I'm probably reading biased publications, so.
Your own.
No, I'd rank Peticola's and Division. I don't know. Ooh, that would... I guess it would be Division because they've made more beers. I mean, Peticola's has made like 10 that I love, but Division's made like 30 that I love. So it's kind of an unfair. What do you guys, can you introduce this beer that we just drank?
This is Seeds of Cascadia from Division Brewing.
What is Cascadia? Is that, that's the hops, I'm sure, but.
Yeah. It's CTZ Cascade and Simcoe hops.
Hmm. You think they, okay. Cascadia is a bioregion and bioregional movement located within the western region of North America. Potential boundaries differ. I don't know. I'm already bored with that.
Huh.
Cascadia.
They have a cool flower, a flag there with a tree in green, white, and blue.
I want to hear more about the borders.
Cool with that.
That's true. Why are they varied? Why is there a semi-truck in the middle of those pictures?
I mean, that is reading from Wikipedia, which has the most accurate information because all the smartest people can go in there and edit it.
That's true. And part of it's Canada, evidently.
Hmm. So we all shared, huh? Good. It's measured by the combination of present Washington, Oregon, and British Columbia statistics. Cascadia would be home to slightly more than 16 million people. Isn't Seattle like just a mess right now?
Can't talk about that.
I'm worried about them. I like them. Hope you're okay up there. They have a lot of good breweries up there. So, what do you think of this beer, Scott?
It's not...
He drank it in one drink, so probably not great.
Oh,
yeah. It's definitely very hoppy. I only liked a few of the IPAs that I've tried. Mind Haze was really good.
Okay.
And
Firestone Walker?
Yep, that's it.
Rhodey is a dictionary, sir.
I can imagine. There was one other IPA. I can't think of it. It may come to me later.
But you tend to gravitate towards the hazy stuff.
Actually, yeah.
Juicy.
Yeah. Hazy and juicy. Some fruity like that.
Fair enough. That's how you like your women, too.
Very, I've heard. Very hazy and fruity.
Oh, man. There's so many different ways you could take that in context. Juicy, loosey, goosey. No.
So, I think you'll like this next one better.
Well, I hope so, because you gave it to me to pour, and I didn't pour it.
This one's more of a hazy IPA.
Division, for the record, you guys that are listening, you are killing it with your can design. Whoa, this is a dirty beer. I like it. Doesn't look to be very filtered, that's for damn sure. We forgot to get that Oktoberfest, that Bell's Oktoberfest out of the refrigerator. We need to drink that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting on it for the podcast, and we didn't drink it last week. I don't think Oktoberfest ages well.
Yeah, it probably does.
Yeah. All the Marzen dropped out. Now it's just Fest. There's no October. It's so funny.
Wait, I did text y'all the beers that I drank.
Yes, we were like, damn, Scott stepped his game. He went from yeah, there zero was a to lot 100.
Of beers. I was like, I'm going to make these guys proud of me. I was like, I don't know what this is. It's got a cool can. This one's got a monkey on it.
Ooh.
This one's got a weird bat.
I like monkeys and weird bats.
Yeah, that bat one.
Was the bat green?
Nah, it was like red and black.
Red and black.
Was not a friend of Jack.
Jack. Everybody knows that cat is whack. Dun, dun, dun.
Was it Freetail?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Voodoo something?
Was
Voodoo.
It a huge bat?
Voodoo Ranger. All the Voodoo Ranger stuff's good. I love it.
Was it like Bat Squatch?
Bat Squatch. Hey, I'm just Googling bat beers now and getting all kinds of stuff here. Was it this one? Because that's not a real beer, but that's a cool logo. It's a bat carrying a six-pack, and it says, Party. P-A-R-T-Y, because I've gotta. It's a Jim Carrey quote for you from The Mask. It's really dumb. When he pulls out that alarm clock, he's like, you got the time? He goes, as a matter of fact, I do, chubby. And he pulls out that old school clock, and he's like, it's about 14 seconds till I pull your underwear over your head and honk your nose. You guys don't want to watch The Mask?
I haven't watched that in a long time. Does it hold up? I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, the only thing that doesn't hold up is the fact that I think that's the only movie besides maybe Something About Mary where Cameron Diaz looks like a freaking knockout. It's like, who is this girl? Woo! Unless you have it. Do you have a thing for Cameron Diaz?
I used to.
Because she is smoking hot in The Mask for no reason whatsoever.
That's it. Bat Squatch. It was Bat Squatch.
Wow.
Bat Squatch.
So Rhodey wasn't making that up.
From Rogue.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get me with the can design. You put a weird looking animal on it or something, I'm getting it. Then I got some sampler 4-pack. It had a Devil's Backbone and Fireman Blonde in it.
God bless. Real ale.
Yeah, the Fireman Blonde one was pretty good.
Yeah, they put out some good stuff out in. I'm not sure how to pronounce it because I want to say Blanco, but I think they call it Blanco.
Blanco,
Blanco,
Blanco.
It's down towards Fredericksburg.
It sounds. I want to say I've heard Blanco,
and that's where Fireman's House is at, Rhodey. Fireman's Four.
Yeah,
that is a gateway beer. That's a beer that I used to use when people were like, "I don't like craft beer." I'm like, "Try this."
You yeah, and if you like a little hoppy, they have one called Four Squared. It's a hoppier version of that.
Four Squared. Oh, I haven't heard of that. I try to remember some of the stuff. I started a half-ass look for the Stone Cold one, but I couldn't find it. I just I didn't know if it was any good. I was like, hey, I
broken
remember him.
Skull.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
It's all right. Yeah.
It's an IPA.
It's more on the hoppy side, so you probably wouldn't like it that much.
Yeah, I tried a few double IPAs, and those were just way too much. I wound up bringing them to work because I hate work. I brought them to work because some of the friends, they
because I like to drink
stuff
on the job.
The people I deal with, I got to have a beer. Or with a British guy, and he's always talking about having a pint. And I was like, well, here, he started talking about IPAs. I'm like, huh. Just the thing for you. Like,
that's weird, because usually those guys are like, I like malt.
Yep.
All the IPAs, double IPAs. In fact, I had one that was a triple IPA.
Nice.
I wish I knew the name of it. I'll have to look at some of the cans. But I gave him that one. That was like one of his favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That is, yeah. Triple IPA would not be for you, sir.
No.
This one tastes like a double, is it?
I don't think so. I think it's only like...
It is delicious.
7.7%. So, I mean, I guess it technically could be a double.
It is delicious. I'm going to check into this right now. We're drinking Special Meds by Division Brewing with a wicked, wicked logo. I like it. I love their can artwork. They're killing it, man. I'm looking right now. If anybody gave this less than five, oh, I'm going to go find Scott K and whip his tail end. Scott K gave it a 3 in like whatever, 4/4, whatever the hell.
Who so do you guys like go to the actual brewery to get this stuff?
Mm-hmm. 4.
Oh. Yeah, because Division doesn't sell cans in like specs or anything like that. So you can only get cans to go from the brewery.
No, I don't, well, especially in the time of the Rona, I don't, if I don't have to go out, I generally tend not to go out because I don't like dealing with.
Yeah, like the closest one to you is Shannon, but they sell commercially, like cans.
Yeah, you can go buy Keller. Them in the store.
Shannon.
Shannon Brewing.
Shannon Brewing in Keller.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You have to text me some addresses or pins or something. Because, I mean, I just... This is how out of the game I am. I found most of this crap I found at Walmart.
Whoa.
In Hudson Oaks.
I don't know. You'd be better off going to the HEB, I feel like.
Really? Oh, yeah, there is one right off, right there in Hudson yep. Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The top spots, man, Specs and Total Wine, those are the two places. And then I would say HEB, and then any other like...
Specs and Total Wine.
You need, right. You need places that get regular deliveries of just booze. Walmart will let shit sit on a shelf for a long time, and you might think... And that's what's bad, too. You might get a drink of it like, oh, this is terrible, and not know that it's 40 years old.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm always just kind of like, all right, well, I'll chance it. So, but, I mean, that's how I found that, I guess it's the Statement
mm-hmm.
that has, is the peanut butter beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the waffle cone one. I know I'm like a little kid.
Version was that? Do you remember? Was it the strawberry?
No, it was just the regular Rocky Road waffle cones.
Nice. I think Jason tried to find that, but we never could get a hold of that.
You were talking about Martin House.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
They have a new beer out, by the way.
Yeah. Is it Dunk of Booze?
It is not. It's Hot Wangs.
Jeez. They seem very gimmicky.
No. Martin House takes what they do very seriously.
How would you like a beer that tastes like buffalo sauce but sour?
Wouldn't they have to like pay royalties or something? Like if you're using a company's product to make your product,
I think there's artistic
interpretation.
Yeah, because they used Dunkaroos for their beer, but they called it Dunkabrews.
But you're still profiting off a company's.
It's kind of a gray area.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess that's why we're not lawyers.
Let's read their stupid post about this Hot Wangs. Here we go, ready? This is in quotes for whatever reason. Literally a buffalo wing sauce beer, end quote. No jokes about it. We made a buffalo wing sauce beer. Buffalo Wangs with a Z, everybody, is a 5.2 ABV sour beer brewed with buffalo wing sauce. Cannot emphasize how much this is actually a buffalo wing sauce beer, all caps. So, if you get down with Frank's and a little spice, then this one is for you. BW is a taproom-only beer. Oh, good, it won't be in cans. Wait, no, that still could be in cans. That releases today in the taproom. Oh, that was 10 hours ago. We're too late.
So,
4-pack tall boys are $18. Drink it. Cook with it. Pour it on your wings. This is insane. Cheers.
So, how nuts this is... This was posted 10 hours ago. It has 5,300 comments on it.
Are you kidding me?
It does.
And 5,200 shares. So, as much as we don't like it...
Well, we've said for a long time that, I mean, they're great at what they're doing. Damn, man. Look, they released 2 days ago. This is our first sweet apple red apple sour. Huh. And I was just telling Kaylin, you remember those candy? Those, green apple suckers when we were all in high school that were like everybody couldn't
charms.
Yeah, that's what this is right here. It's the green apple candy.
Go down one more.
I know
that one looks legit, and it only has 168 comments.
But it has milk chocolate caramel marshmallows.
But it sounds like something I would actually drink.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
At least it's a stout. At least it's an actual stout. It's not a sour with milk chocolate marshmallow. Oh. Made a sour Lucky Charms beer.
But it's not super crazy, so it only has 156 comments.
Why didn't y'all go get these deep-fried Oreo beer launch? Oh, fuck.
The what? Fuck?
Yeah, they made a deep-fried Oreo beer.
Ugh. Deep-fried Oreos sound pretty good, though.
Oh, they're so good. They make me fat. I love them. I'll eat those until I throw up.
Where you find them?
R.I.P. State Fair.
Ah.
R.I.P. Look,
I thought you could drive through.
There they are using workaholics, you dirty bastards. Don't use workaholics in your advertising. I'm going to tell Adam to map, and he's going to sue your asses.
This is actually pretty good. The special meds. Yep. I like that.
Awesome. There you go. You got a winner, Rody.
Now we know.
I like it a lot.
Scott likes a haze.
Mm. That was a haze, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you guys. Division killing it, like always.
Where is Division?
Arlington. It was where we used to live in that apartment. It's like a block away. Well, block being little. It's about 2 miles away from that apartment.
Did we go to that one?
No, we went to Collective. You went to the sour haven of the world. And then I can't remember. We went somewhere else after that. Ooh, another IPA. Rody's in the IPA mood tonight.
Yeah, sorry, Scott.
Battle of Hops. Viva.
Yeah, well, you keep giving me free beer.
Did this come from San Antonio?
This is a new brewery in San Antonio.
So you actually got it from San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
And not from the Quick Stop in Arlington?
No, I did not.
Good deal. Ooh.
Yeah, they forced me to go to San Antonio to cover something, so I decided to stop in San Antonio and get something.
What's the name of the brewery?
Viva.
Viva. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That is an interesting name for a brewery.
Viva Brewing.
So IPAs are usually higher percent alcohol? Yes,
generally.
That's why they're our favorite. Not really.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why we drink it.
It's because the taste. I love the taste.
Because it's sterile and I like the taste.
What the fuck? So Chris Gard, a good buddy of ours, is drinking that stout that pretty much killed me.
Oh, that like 13-14% stout?
18%.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it was good, especially after a year.
Knocked me out. I was out cold. And I blame the stout, not the fact that I drink all day, just the stout.
Is that coffee one? Or I remember you, or chocolate something?
Possibly. This one is a Imperial Dark Rich Roasty and Complex. Balanced notes of coffee and licorice with a caramely smooth finish of bourbon. Damn, Chris. Good review, man. Good review. All right, we're going to look up Viva. Viva. That's it, right? Just Viva?
Mm-hmm. Viva Brewing.
That's a... Put a lot of thought into that, didn't they? Yep, there it is. It's an exclamation point instead of a letter I. Good job on that one. It's easy to type that. Okay, what do we got? Here we go. We've got 1,000.
Not a lot.
1,000 check-ins. 4 beers. They're averaging a 3.6. That's good. That's good. Smoke Shack Barbecue. Got some good ratings. Where are our beers? 4 beers. Rody has brought us the Battle of Hops. They have an Armadillo Blonde, a Lager, and an El Nino. Oh.
That's Spanish for the Nino.
God, miss. R.I.P. Chris Farley. R.I.P. I was telling Dirk, we were talking about, because I was talking about Kobe. I was just like, it's so crazy that Kobe died and the Lakers win the championship. Destiny. But I was talking about
the refs.
I was talking about celebrities dying, and I was like, Chris Farley was probably the first celebrity that died that actually, you know, affected me in some way. And I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
What's up about him and Paul Walker and then Kobe? That's probably it. No one else has affected me.
Wait, it wasn't Mufasa?
James Earl Jones is still alive and kicking, bro. Did you watch the new Lion King movie? Mm. Yeah, don't. It's nothing. But yeah, no, it was funny that Chris Farley, man. The girl, and all of his old SNL skits, that one is hilarious.
Yeah.
Dressed up as the weather person.
That one and then the Patrick Swayze one. I still remember when he died. I ran into Mrs. Hobson at JCPenney's right there next to Kroger. And they had just announced it on the radio or something like that. And mom was there buying me some new Arizona jeans.
Nice, nice.
And not the tea?
Not the tea. Yeah, and we just, I remember sitting out there just talking, saying, you know, it's so sad. And she kind of let on, she said, hope it's not drugs. And, you know, me being
it's
naive.
Always drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Especially what he was doing.
Yeah, he was doing some hard stuff. Stupid hooker, if she would have called the cops, he might still be alive. Damn you. She had a weird name, too. Of course, she was a hooker. So it's like Sky or something like that. I don't know.
With two Y's and an E.
And I remember, like, growing up, and I was like, oh, I'm going to finally dig into this. And I was like, oh, man. Like, it's a really sad story because he didn't want to lose weight because he thought people wouldn't like him. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's all sad. All right, what are we drinking now, Rody?
Viva. Battle of Hops.
Battle of Hops. It's another IPA. 6.9%, so it's up there. Let's see what Scott thinks of this one.
I am would not purchase.
How old is that? Is that dated on the bottom?
No, it is not. I took a stab at it.
That is boring.
Now, we've also had two division beers.
Yeah.
So, if you would try this first, it's not bad.
That's the bad thing about hazies, too. Like, you could drink two or three good hazies, and then you go to a clear IPA like this, and you're like, well, this is gross. It doesn't have any flavor because it's missing all the haze that we just drank.
Yeah, it almost tastes dry in a way.
Well, it's like eating a bunch of chocolate and then drinking a Dr. Pepper.
So it's good?
Take that, Rody.
So you go into a sugar coma?
Sugar coma. Nah, this is fine. It's very clean. Very clean. So I'm not used to that. You gave it 4 stars, Rody.
Because I drank one the other night by itself.
And you liked it the other night?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay. Just for that, I'm going to give it -1 star.
Please do.
And I'm going to put courtesy of Donald Rody.
Tag me in it.
With an arrow down below. This guy said he made a mistake.
With an upside down exclamation point?
Why is it so hard to check in your beer? Yeah, no, this is fine. It's, like I said, it's kind of boring. But it's really clean, though. It's got that clean, like Scott said, the clean, dry, crisp taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, Division.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can do a change-up on the next one.
Can we, please?
Oh, man. I did see the regular version of that. And I was like, I bet my coworker would like that because he drinks... Well, I don't want to spoil it. I guess you're going to surprise Jason with that one.
I'm sure I already know what it is. Oh, motherfucker.
Ugh.
Go get Caitlin.
That's nasty, bro. I don't want this night.
Here, make sure you put some in this glass.
Ugh. My coworker drinks pickle juice straight out of the jar.
Oh, the Jason Witten pickle juice?
Whose glass is this? Mine?
No, that would be Caitlin's.
She's not going to drink it.
Well, she better. I brought it for her.
It's gross, man.
I thought she liked the pickle beer. Weren't y'all talking about that?
She does. She's fine with it. Here you go.
It does smell like a Bloody Mary.
Tastes like chipe.
I have never had a Bloody Mary.
Me neither. I got no... Oh, it smells so bad. I got no reason.
Or a regular Mary.
What does that even mean? What the fuck is this? All right, so we're doing some entertainment news. Breaking in what has to be one of the biggest lineup of A talent since Stevens. Oh, goddamn. Ocean's 11. Netflix and Adam McKay, who is one of... I love Adam McKay. He's great. Are giving Jennifer Lawrence quite the group of co-stars to join her in Don't Look Up. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Jonah Hill, Timothy Chalamet, Ariana Grande, Kid Cudi, Matthew Perry are all joining this ensemble that includes previously announced Rob Morgan. McKay will write, direct, and co-produce along with Kevin Masick. The film follows two low-level astronomers who... Goddamn. The film follows two low-level astronomers who embark on a media tour to warn mankind of an approaching asteroid that will destroy Earth. That is going to be fantastic. Sign me up. That's breaking news. Hell yeah, that's a crazy cast, though. DiCaprio, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Timothy... That is insane. Sign me up! Adam McKay is one of the best, too. Sign me up. Did you read the news today? Were you a fan of Dexter, Scott?
Never Never saw an episode. It was one. It was always on the list of. It was always on the list to watch, but never got around to it.
Well, it's a coming back. It's a coming back next year. They're gonna do a 10 episode. We fucked up the ending. We're gonna fix it. 10 episode season.
Oh, okay. So maybe Game of Thrones is gonna learn from that.
No, I would. Well, I don't even know how you would approach that. Like, hey, we've messed up Game. We're gonna fix Game of Thrones. Jon Snow comes back. He's like, I am actually king.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I'm actually king. Hold on. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Winter lasts more than an episode.
Oh god.
Oh, hey, here's Bran. He's the king. Hey, Wolf, you hung out with me my entire life. Thank you. All right, go ahead. I'll see you later. You survived all this, but go ahead.
Peace.
Yeah, sorry. Still got some...
You a little bitter?
Still got a little bit of bitter.
Oh, there's a lot of bitter on that. That was a terrible, terrible ending.
I'm glad they messed up their Netflix deal.
What are they doing now? Waddinghouse? What's his name? Bennyhouse? Waddinghouse?
Oh my god. Ugh. Ooh, I'm not even going to be able to finish that. Oh man.
What are those guys doing now?
D&D?
Yeah.
I have no clue what they're doing. I don't even think... I think with the way Star Wars went south, they...
They were given like a Star Wars movie. They were given a, like you said, a Netflix deal and just... Everybody's like, wait, nope.
Yeah, man.
Bad decision.
People got pissed. It just kind of fell off. But, I mean, hell, everything kind of fell off. Apparently, they're starting to film movies again. I see they're just about done with the new Batman.
They're the ones doing that? Oh, you're
no, no, no.
Sorry,
they're,
sorry.
No, they're not doing that.
Yeah, I was about to say, holy shit, I'm not watching that. That trailer looked amazing. I'm stoked for the Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so weird.
You may have met him one time. My friend Aaron, he's a big DC guy. Whenever I had a couple friends over a month or two ago, we watched that trailer and he's like, I was like, did you see it? He's like, yeah, we got to watch it. So we watched it and they're like, is that the Sparkle Vampire guy? This movie's going to suck. And then we watched it and everybody was like, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. 100% with it. I was like, yeah. When I saw the casting, I was like, I'm out. And then I watched the trailer like, oh, man, tail between my legs. I was like, Robert Pattinson, this looks okay.
Yeah.
It does. It actually looks really good.
Did you see Colin Farrell as a Penguin? Did you see that leaked photo?
Yep. I don't know. I'm kind of stoked for it.
Yeah. I haven't seen crap from Marvel.
Then he got, well, that's because everybody, they all got coronavirus and can't make it.
Sparkle's got it too, but he's already back filming.
Yeah, no, Marvel released a trailer for the
WandaVision.
Yeah, and then all the pops are coming out.
Oh my gosh. One of them, Wanda's pregnant.
Yeah, it's but who knows what's going to be real. It's going to be crazy, that whole thing.
Yeah, that's probably going to tie into Doctor Strange.
I would hope so. And then so I saw an unconfirmed news report. I didn't dig into it. I'm going to, this not really a spoiler because I don't know if it's true or not.
I think I know where you're going.
I'm going to say it. Supposedly, Andrew Garfield and Maguire signed on for Spider-Man 3.
I'm hoping too. I saw that too. We were talking about that months ago. We're like, man, I hope they do that.
Yep. And I don't know if I said it on the podcast. This is, I mean, it's not real. I don't know if anything's real, so it's kind of speculation. But supposedly in the Doctor Strange movie, they're signing famous actors to do sort of cameos as characters. Like, supposedly they have Mission Impossible? Tom Cruise. Supposedly they have Tom Cruise signed on to be Tony Stark, and supposedly they're going to show like hundreds of alternate realities of what could have been of the MCU.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was what the whole thing was when Wanda lost her stuff and created the Ultimate Universe, which depended on, I mean, they saw the success of Into the Spider-Verse, so that kind of softened people up to an ethnic Spider-Man or a different Spider-Man. It's not Phil Spider-Man. And so I think this is going to kind of bridge the gap and opening up something else.
Yeah, I'm excited. And as weird as it is, because I don't think I'd ever want to see Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man again. I was like, we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see how it goes. We will see. What do you think, Rhodey? Would you be down for that? Little cameo?
Yeah, I'm all for cameos.
You know what? Can you just picture the three of them fighting Jamie Foxx's Electro together? I'm like, whoo.
Yeah, they said Electro was supposed to be coming back too.
Yeah, they better have a damn good explanation for that. Longer than 35 seconds. God, because you know how tight the Marvel Universe is. It's like, just thinking about them breaking their own rules makes me uncomfortable, as weird as that sounds. It's like, oh man, you guys are so tight, so on everything, and then you're just like, ah, fuck it, let's go.
Did they ever finish up with Eternals?
Yeah, well, they're done. So Black Widow's done, Eternals is done, the next, they're shooting Doctor Strange and shooting Spider-Man, but they're just sitting on them. They're like, hey, we can't release them because we got to make money. Jerks.
Yeah, they shoot,
man. Disney Plus. Put on Disney Plus. I'll pay $30 to watch Black Widow. I don't got a problem with that.
Yeah, I was actually kind of excited about that. That looked pretty good.
Yeah. I'm like, sign me up, but... So it looks... So I'm on one of the creators, D.B. Weiss. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Douche.
So nothing here on Rider right now except for something called Metal Lords, but when you click on it, there's nothing. Producer... Nothing. Director. They got nothing coming, man. These guys got nothing right now. Sucks to suck.
Uh-huh.
Sucks to suck. Shouldn't have rushed it.
Speaking of sucking, have you tried this beer yet?
I don't want to.
Nope.
Here we go.
That was my reaction. I can't even fake it through it. I can't.
It's so good.
It's going to make me sick if I drink it. I ain't... I'm not doing. I'm pulling my kid.
It's so,
my kid routine.
Jason, it's so good.
No, it's not.
Everyone loves this.
That was like a mouthful of sour, and then I got slapped with a pepper.
What do you mean? I bought 12 four packs of this. You better like this.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Love you.
You better drink all of these. I will sit in your house until you drink every single one of these. All 48 of them.
I love you so much, Rhodey. So glad we're best friends. It's fucking jerk. For jerk. Did you get that Oktoberfest out of the refrigerator?
I will.
It's in the door. God, that's terrible.
That is.
Like, it literally, so to me, that was like a little bit of sour up front. You're like, whoa, that's not complete. And then pepper and slap you in the face. Now my mouth hurts. Not really, but I wonder what kind of pepper it is. It's got to be like a habanero, right? Does it say on that can? Did he take the can? Does it say what kind of pepper's in there? Jesus.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not...
Yeah.
No. Brewed, blah, blah, blah.
You got nothing.
It's made in Texas.
That makes sense. Well, Best Made's in Texas, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's one of the factories over here not too far from us.
I was going to say, I think it's downtown somewhere.
But that was terrible.
That was.
Why would anybody drink that?
Why would somebody buy it?
Yeah, Rhodey, why would you buy that? Nobody wants that. Nasty, nasty. But yeah, so the Game of Thrones creators, there's nothing, man. These dudes aren't doing anything. Nobody likes them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody loves you.
Shoot, all those Game of Thrones spinoffs. I think one, like, they filmed a pilot, but not D&D, but HBO, they commissioned one. They did it, and then... I guess it was terrible, and they're like, nope. And they squashed it, and then you didn't hear dick about anything else that tied to Game of Thrones. And then, hell, you never hear about, because George R.R. Martin was supposed to write that last book, and like he was just about to finish it, and then, you know, Game of Thrones tanked. So
imagine how cool it would be to have so much money you don't even have to finish writing a book.
I don't even know what he did.
He's still there. I don't. He's just not going to write the book.
He's probably pissed off.
Well, yeah, he's like, I got to change the ending now. It's like, that's nuts. That dude's nuts, man. He's a Looney Tune. I like him, though. He's crazy. I like watching his interviews and stuff. He's like, he's still using an old typewriter and stuff, too.
Talking about Dwight Howard?
Yep. Dwight Howard is Looney Tune. Brody, don't get mad because your team can't win. Can't beat the Clippers.
That's true. If the Lakers win, I bring you Martin House.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. That means when the Mavs win, I won't go to the academy with you this year and get a cert. I'll make you go by yourself.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so good.
Remember, we were on the news too, and I ducked out. That was hilarious. That's one of my favorite memories. So we walked in the academy together, Rhodey, and also we were with the biggest Mavs fan ever, Tony Procopio. The biggest Mavs fan ever, by the way.
For that hour and a half.
No, forever. Right. Don't try to undercut his fanship. But anyways.
I remember it in high school.
But it was so funny. This reporter comes out of the way, and I was like, oh, I'm a Lakers fan, and ducked out. I was like,
I can't be seen.
It's like, God, it was so funny. It was weird. I was like, why are they filming us?
Like, oh, the academy's open.
Look at these weird white guys.
Well, we went up there right after the game, and they had opened their store just to sell championship stuff. But then I watched the Lakers celebration downtown, and people were, like, beating each other up and stuff.
Woo! Are you sure it was because of the Lakers, or?
It's coronavirus. That Mario, did you see the go-kart Mario?
No.
Oh, it's so hilarious. He's, like, wearing purple and gold and Mario on a go-kart. Shannon Sharp lost his mind. He thought it was hilarious. Snoop got a new tattoo. What celebrity got a tattoo when you won? No one.
Did Jack Nicholson?
James Vanderbeek. He's moving to Texas.
Yep. I love James Vanderbeek. He's the Dawson.
You're the Dawson.
Your life.
You're the Dawson, and you're the Pie Guy. I think they were both in the new Jay and Silent Bob movie. I guess while we're still talking about entertainment here, so we can mention the fact that Kevin Smith said there's going to be a new Mallrats next year.
Oh.
Again? I thought he said the last one was the last one.
That's what he does, man.
Is Jason Lee available?
That's what I said, as long as he gets Jason Lee back. Do you know that fool lives in Denton? We've talked about that before. I want to go to Denton, just hang out until I see him on accident. Oh, hey, Jason Lee. What's up, man? I'll be like, hey, my name is Earl. That was great. You're great.
Wait, no, it was... Was it a Jay? What was the last movie he did?
Jay and Silent Bob.
That's what it was.
Yep, and it was interesting.
Was it? I don't think I ever saw that.
It was cheap. It's on Amazon for free. You can watch it, stream it. Yeah, I know because I paid for it. That was one of those movies that came out. I was like, I gotta watch this, and I was like, I got my nostalgia clothes on. I was like, ready to be nostalgic, and I was like, it's super nostalgic. Like they brought everybody back that's ever been in a Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think we talked about that.
And then I was like, but it still wasn't very good. But it's fine. I'd watch it. I guess I need to watch it again. But, yeah, they even, like, so if you remember Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, the two kids at the beginning where they put him up against the wall, they're like, motherfuck, noise, and singing to him.
Yeah.
They brought those kids back. Like, they brought everybody back.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. And they're all adults now. I was like, oh, I'm old as crap. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Yeah, you're way old.
Yep. I don't got anything. You watch anything, Rhodey? You haven't finished The Boys yet.
I haven't finished The Boys.
You're not a real fan.
I haven't finished The New Girl. Just started watching the third season of Ozark.
What's with the, like, watching 14 different things at the same time?
Well, you know, sometimes when you have no blinds in your front room, you can't watch something.
You need a palate cleanser.
Right.
So say, does that put a lot of pressure on you?
It does.
It's like, I really want to watch Ozark, but now we're watching New Girl. That's...
Well, how old... Your daughter's like 2 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're almost to the age where it's like, you can't watch certain things. Because as soon as they walk in, they're like, oh!
Well, that's fine, because she goes to bed at like 7:30. So after that, it's adult time.
I applaud parents like that, that stick to a schedule like that and do that. I'm... unfortunately not one of those parents. and I suffer the consequences.
Nope. Yeah,
well, over the years, but
as you saw previously, we're at 7 o'clock bedtime. He gone, go to bed.
He gone
bedtime, then we start watching The Boys.
Yep, I can do what I want.
The kids came back Sunday, and I one of my early days I finished working early and was actually going to sit down and relax. Started watching The Boys, and where are you, Rhodey? Well, okay, either way, they came in and there was a sex scene, and I was like, wow, you guys show up right at the most inopportune time.
Like Gaslighter or the one before that?
This is where they season were, two.
Oh yeah, where they're flying around doing it all over the house.
No, this was Huey.
Oh yep,
Huey and
oh okay,
man, Starlight.
That was a little romantic one.
Yeah, the caring one.
I thought you were talking about the one where they actually showed stuff where they were watching the boys' porn.
I haven't got to that.
Oh
okay. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert! Jeez. What is it, Knee Deep in the Deep or something?
Yeah, something like that. They have a bunch of different titles.
It's like sweet porn title, and it's A-Train in the Deep because it's I believe it's a gay porn.
Chase Crawford gives off that kind of vibe in that series. I don't know why.
I can't stand looking at that dude.
My God. This so season? I can't. I'm with you. Exactly.
It's like, what is up with that dude?
He just looks...
punchable.
Gross. Yeah, that dirty, like...
I told Caitlin, I was like, I bet there's no person on planet Earth that's more symmetrical than this dude. It's like, whoosh. It's like perfectly symmetrical, like, the fuck, man.
Why does that last picture look like a mugshot?
Yeah, he's probably went to jail.
Yeah, that's like...
busted for pot, dude.
Oh, that's it?
How dare you? Less than 2 ounces. Yeah. How... dare you?
What a dope ago.
Gossip yeah. girl, apparently. Yeah, look.
Oh, so this is a while ago.
Actually, that's not very symmetrical. That eye is a little closer to his nose than that one is.
Son of a bitch.
Ugly.
Although that could be angles.
Throw him out. The Deep. But yeah, no, that show is stupid amazing. Love it. We don't want to spoil or anything too much, but watch The Boys on Amazon. And in case you didn't know you have Amazon, they'll send you a reminder and a notification almost daily. Hey, did you know you have Amazon TV? I'm like, yeah.
Hey, I'm watching it right now. Thank you.
Fucking stupid. I don't need this. That's funny because I didn't even know that dude's name. And you knew his name.
Yeah, I'm gay like that.
I mean, I'm fine with that. He's an attractive fella, that guy is, but he was a douche.
Yeah, and that... Yeah, you can say guy's attractive, but man, that guy, you just want to punch him. I can't stand looking at him. It just creeps you out in that show.
Yep. I tell Caitlin, I think Homelander, the guy that I'm like, I don't think I've ever hated a character as much as I hate Homelander. Anybody ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, he walks in a scene because you know he's so powerful, he can kill anybody, he can do it. Uh-huh. You're like, ah, fuck, here we go. Every time he walks on screen.
What's going to happen?
Yep. It's like, ugh. And then they have sex on a dead body. So that's the scene I thought you were talking about. But if you haven't seen it yet, I apologize.
No, I got to that. I stopped like right after the episode of them flying around doing the stuff. But,
okay.
Man, when he was like, I don't know if it was a robot or what. And then it's like himself. And I was like, oh my God, no, can't do this. Can't. Skip. Yeah. Stop talking.
What was that guy's name? It wasn't Chameleon. What was it?
Oh, yeah. It was Chameleon, I think. Because he could change how he looked.
Oh.
Is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
No, Gecko.
Oh, Gecko.
No, that's PJ Masks.
I didn't know. I just thought it was like a... I didn't know that was him.
No, it was like a legitimate person. And then...
I kind of...
Yeah, I don't...
I'll do crazy. Whatever you want.
No.
That girl... Yeah, nope. And Stormfront, she's a BA too. That girl's a bad B.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, no, finish The Boys. We finished it. It's amazing.
How many episodes is it?
This is it. It's over. It's all available now.
Oh, 8 episodes? I thought it was 10.
So did we.
Oh, they cheat you.
Yep. And they blame it on the virus.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, of course. Well, then how did you tie it up?
COVID. No, I can't say anything. You will see. We can have it in our group text.
Yeah. I think I'm like episode 5, maybe 6, something like that.
Yeah, you got a few more. It's worth it.
Man. So, Jason, are you a fan of this malt beer?
I haven't even tried it because I'm still dealing with your nasty pickle stuff.
I like it. The Oktoberfest?
That's not terrible.
No.
So boring.
Take that, Scott.
I hate Oktoberfest.
Your malty palate.
I don't care. I like my shitty beer, thank you.
Just because I don't like it doesn't make it shitty. But I mean, I guess if Brody's saying that, I'm the almighty powerful,
unless it's a spicy Bloody Mary pickle beer.
The almighty powerful beer. Say what? Did you just open another one?
No.
What I is was that? Saying, psst, I love you.
By the way, you can get this one in DFW, so you're that, welcome.
Hope that's Fire Ant Funeral.
It is not.
Is this Austin? Oh, Austin Beer Works. So did you know that the... I've been looking everywhere for that Victory Stormfront. Not, it is Stormfront, right?
The Stout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't find Victory anymore. Like, I can't even find any of their beers anymore. Sad. Sad day. Love you, Victory Brewing. But yeah, no... I'm excited about this little Dexter 10-episode thing. TV watching. We've watched a bunch of movies, though. We watched a movie called The Rental that was pretty stupid. We watched a movie called...
Hubie Halloween.
God, that's your job now. You get to report on that next week, since you're going to talk about Adam Sandler so much.
I can't wait.
I'm going to assign you that. I can't really give you an assignment, but I feel like I can.
The Waterboy does Halloween.
And then someone, I don't know where I saw it. It was like, it's not that bad. I was like, go F yourself.
If he tackles anybody, I'm done.
I don't want to listen to Adam Sandler in any of his accents. I hate them all. I hate Little Nicky, hate Waterboy, and I hate the
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, where he's a hairdresser, too. Look at that, 51%. Oh, that's
the
not good.
The Zohan?
Yeah, that's not good. A lot of weird stuff on. It's so weird, such a weird time, because you know there's no blockbusters that come out. So I'm looking at the top popular streaming movies. Enola Holmes, never heard of that.
Alone. Wait, you haven't watched Devil All the Time yet?
I haven't heard of any of these.
That is your homework.
Damn, the new Walking Dead show got, look, somebody jerked off on that. Woo, 35%.
You haven't watched the Tom Holland movie yet?
No.
God,
I can't explain what it is with Netflix, dude. Like, movie comes on Netflix and I'm just like, yeah, that's weird too, because I love Tom Holland and the other person in it too.
What movie's that?
Actually, Caitlin has a crush on Tom Holland. That might be what it is.
The Devil All the Time.
Oh,
I yeah, might be having like a cuckold situation with Tom Holland. Caitlin's like, oh, he's so handsome. I'm like, fuck, I'll beat his ass. It's like a you would know about that, Rhodey.
I like Spider-Man before him.
Yep, exactly. No, I'm just kidding anyways. But look, there it is. The Devil All the Time. This doesn't even tell you what it's about. Netflix click. What did you think of the movie? A young man is devoted to protecting his loved ones in a town full of corruption and sinister characters. Well written. Oh, it has graphic nudity and sex. I'm watching it now.
Sign me up.
I don't know. We saw some trailer where someone was like, that has graphic nudity in it? Sign me up. Sign me up. Nope. No, I haven't watched this. Did you watch it, Rhodey?
I haven't yet.
Oh. Why are you giving me a hard time about it?
Because you're a Tom Holland fanboy.
That is entirely inaccurate. I like his portrayal of Spider-Man. I watched that boat movie that he was in. I can't even think of the name of it. With Chris Hemsworth. Moby Dick, basically. It was so boring.
Oh.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're all like all dying on a boat and they're all dried up and
yep.
And chapped lips.
I watched his cartoon. He's in the with Chris Pratt, whatever that.
Oh, Onward.
Yeah, that was not that great. What else did I watch? I watched a couple other ones. I don't know. Tom Holland. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The 40-year-old version instead of virgin. What? I don't know. Anyways. Yeah, but we're in a weird world because you look at all the stuff on Rotten Tomatoes and there's no blockbusters, obviously, because they don't exist. Except for, that looks cool, the kid detective. But no, we watched, I got to think of this movie. It had Jamie Lannister in it. It was really good, though. And I got to look up the actor and do all this business.
Baller?
How sad is it that I searched? Nikolai, there he is. Nikolai Waldau. But he was in this movie.
With John Bernthal?
I'm so close to being... He's 6'2"? Damn. He's a handsome fellow, too. How old is he? Looks like he's in his... Yeah. Ooh, 1970. This dude didn't get big until, what, 40?
Until Game of Thrones.
30? 50, yeah. So he turned 50 and got big. That's nuts. When you think about that, you know, someone to try that hard and be like, it's never going to happen. He's like, I'm never giving up. Dwight Howard. Take that, Rhodey.
I want my respect.
Dwight Howard got a ring. Take that. Take that.
So did Dion Waiters.
So did the front office.
He earned it.
So did Frank Vogel, but I bet you nobody knows who the head coach of the Lakers are.
I do. That's all that matters.
Yeah, LeBron
Laker
James.
Nation, I want my respect.
LeBron James.
Give my respect. Ah, oh, damn it, don't do that. I'm still trying to find this damn movie. Okay, The Silencing. It was a really good movie. It's like a horror movie. And so he's like a hunter out in the... He protects a sanctuary for wild game where you can't hunt, Rhodey. Can't go there because he'll get you. He will shut you down.
Unless I silence him.
So basically, and there's a there's a dead body that, you know, blows up in his area, and then they got to solve the crime. And I don't want to give anything away, but it was really good.
And then stuff happens.
Really good movie.
Other people don't agree.
Enjoyed the heck out of it. Also loved Arkansas, which is so weird because Arkansas is a strange ass movie. It has it has a lot of weird ass people that you would be like, what? So Arkansas has Liam Hemsworth in it. He's the main guy, and it had a Clark Duke, which I love Clark. I shouldn't love Clark, but I do. I love this idiot and everything that he plays in. He's such an idiot. He's from the last season of Office. From Sex, that Sex thing, whatever it was.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yep. Kick Ass. He was awesome in Kick Ass. Because he's too afraid to fight anybody. It's so funny. But no, I've always been a huge, weirdly huge fan of his. Even when him and Michael Cera were doing a show on the internet before anybody else did it.
Vince Vaughn. Vivica A. Fox.
Hey, yeah.
It's got a bunch of people.
As I said, it was really good. It was kind of a dark movie too. But I liked it. Lots of good movies that we watched recently. Thank you, Blockbuster. Whoa.
All right.
What do you think this last one, Jason?
This last beer?
Yeah.
Did you pour me another one?
You poured yourself another beer.
I'm just playing, bro. Chill, bro, Baggins.
Trying to blame me for your drunkenness?
That's pretty good. It's a malt-forward IPA, isn't it?
If you drink it first, it's very hoppy.
Oh, that's good. That is good. What's the brewery? Austin Beer Works.
Mm-hmm.
What's the beer? That part I don't know.
It is Fire Eagle.
Fire Eagle.
It's their standard American IPA.
It is delicious. I do like it.
Scott, you love it, of course.
No.
Aw. We need to...
It's definitely a step up from the Bloody Mary pickle beer.
That's good. We're making progress.
I mean, it's not terrible, but like I said, so far the special meds one. Is that?
Congratulations, yeah. Division.
Yeah, I like that one.
You've won again. You always do.
That's kind of true. No, yeah, this one's fine. I like it. I enjoy it. I would drink this. I would buy it. I love it. Give it to me. Give me more. Give me more beer. No?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, I have more if you want some more.
No,
but...
I don't. I really don't. I have had enough beer for all of us to last a little bit. Technology, nothing. There's no news there except for Sony LED. OLED. Who the fuck cares? My PS5 is still on order. Hasn't been canceled yet.
Ooh.
Still waiting on that to just...
Oh, you're actually able to get one?
So, I've told this story. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And it happened, and then I was like... And I kept telling Kay, I was like, hey, watch your email. This is going to cancel. She's like, okay, and still hasn't canceled. Here we are. It's like, it's going to cancel any day now. I know it is, and it hasn't canceled. I got it from Target, of all places, Scott. Got lucky. And it was because I follow these trackers on Instagram that do pops. Uh-huh. So they post all the time, you know, new pop, new pop, new pop. So that way you can get on there first. They're very accurate and very quick. And then randomly they were just like, we don't normally do this, but here's a link for a PlayStation pre-order. I was like, and it was on a Wednesday, and I was staring at Rhodey. He's like, I'll try. I clicked on it, and then I was like, oh, I got to do this. And I walked over, was like, Caitlin, can you log in? We were taking forever. I was like, yeah, there's no way. Click, click, bought. And it hasn't canceled. So we'll see. But then I'll have a first gen PlayStation that breaks after 6 months. So serves me right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been nothing. The iPhone 15's coming out, and I love the fact that people are pissed off. No headphones and no charging block.
And it's still $1,500.
People are pissed. I'm like, well, go away. That's how it goes.
You keep supporting it. They'll keep fucking up.
Yep. All of us. Like, I mean, this Samsung didn't come with headphones. It was my first phone that ever didn't come with headphones. So, that's how it goes.
Do you care, though?
Rhodey, I will keep buying Samsung's $300 headphones and be happy with myself, okay? Leave me alone.
I mean, they're all Bluetooth now, right?
Yeah, I love it.
So, it's fine.
Dude, you can go anywhere with headphones on. I don't have to talk to anybody. I'll be sitting at a restaurant with both buds in and be like, huh? Leave me alone.
Oh, I get so pissed off at my kid.
I'm so alone right now. When you're an adult and you don't want to talk to anybody and deal with anybody, leave me alone.
But when you're at home and, yep. and your dad's trying to tell you to clean up your goddamn room, what? Boy, you say what to me one more time.
That makes sense.
You're say okay. what one more time.
You're okay. We've already started. Here with 2.5-year-old Connor, we've already started dealing with our first.
Just say, I'll call Rhodey over.
We're dealing with our nose now.
You want a big scary man to throw you?
into a slip and slide? Head first?
You did do some damage.
Into the weird neighbor's yard.
Oh my God. I have no idea what this means, but this is how we're ending the show. Google Play Store takes hamburgers off the menu in latest UI test.